How does Nox Ramus fly with its four wings? Welcome to Geekly News Desk for the week of October 2nd, 2014. I'm Simon Atwell, and as always, I am joined by...
The Lord of the Dupe.
Okay, Odo. I'm going to call you Odo. Because that's close enough to the Lord of the Dance title that Odo has. I was going to say something, and I've forgotten what it was. This is what I get for being kind of sick and still recording. My brain is gone.
How many Ebolas do you have?
I'm not in Texas, and I haven't been to Africa in a while, so I should be good.
Have you ever been to Africa?
No, actually. I don't know why I said in a while. I've been to England.
That's like Africa.
And that's about it for Europe, I think. And then the States and Canada. I don't travel very far. It's too expensive.
Yep.
Alright. shall we get right into the news?
Sure. I feel like we should tangent for like at least 5 minutes.
I know, but that was probably what I was going to start, was a tangent, but it's gone, because my brain is gone. Plus, we're recording a little late, and I would like to go to sleep early due to being sick.
And that's such. Fair.
So
I got Shadow of Mordor to play, so.
jumping right into movie news. So there will be in... extended version of Days of X-Men Days of Future Past coming out in summer 2015. I'm not sure if it's truly an extended version or if it's deleted scenes as special features, because at the very least it includes the Rogue stuff that Anna Paquin filmed and was cut out of the theatrical release.
Yeah, it was put in, then taken out, then put in.
Then exactly. So I don't know if it's an extended version or if it just has those scenes as special features. Now, what's...
That's still extended.
Yeah, technically. What's weird about this is the DVDs and the Blu-ray, like the release of Days of Future Past, that's coming out this month or next. But this version, this extended version, summer 2015... Like, there's a huge gap between the two dates, and I don't understand why you couldn't just put the scenes, you know, on the first DVD release.
Because that makes sense.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. I don't get what they're doing. It doesn't make any sense.
I just want Guardians.
It's not that there. That doesn't come out till like December, apparently.
I just want
Amazon.
As good as Days of Future Past is, it's just not Guardians, so I can't be bothered to care.
Yeah, that's true. True story. I guess I think we talked about how I pre-ordered Guardians already. That's why I know the release date is in December.
Because
I pre-ordered it before it had a date, and then Amazon sent me an email this week or last with like, "Hey, it's got a release date now. December something something." And I was like, oh, that's so far away. I want it now. Is it still in theaters?
What? Guardians?
Because it was a couple of weeks ago.
But
it might
not
be anymore. I'm going to look up on IMDb, see. Maze Runner, Box 12's Equalizer, and Dolphin Tale. This is where Levy walked among the streams. Guardians of the Galaxy apparently is still in wide release, according to IMDb.
Huh.
That's been in there for... When did we see that? Like, June? July?
I don't know.
It was a long time. It was a couple months. 2 to 3 months ago that we saw it. And it was on a long weekend, too. Because we saw it on the Monday. Saw it on the Friday, and we saw it on the Monday. So it was a long weekend of some sort. But I don't know when the last long weekend was. Canada Day? I don't think we saw it on Canada Day, not weekend.
don't know, I can't remember.
I don't know. I can't remember either, and honestly, that's not really important. It was months ago, and it was awesome, and it's still in theaters. So, go
And not
Guardians.
on DVD.
And not on DVD. I was trying to find a way to segue to this, but I don't know actually what Birdman is, like, who owns it.
That's a good. I don't know who owns it either, but it looks awesome.
I just saw this international trailer that I linked in the notes, and I'm just watching it going, this looks weird, and I, but awesome weird, but
Yeah,
maybe not, but yeah.
it looks so weird.
Watching it, I have no idea how to feel about this movie. I'm just going, where, why, huh?
I think that's the point.
Yeah, I think so too. But that has got a pretty fantastic cast. Star-studded, as they say. Because it stars Michael Keaton. And has
As Birdman.
as Birdman and Regan Thomas, I think. Thompson, maybe? I don't remember. The actor who played Birdman. It has Zach Galifianakis in it, looking quite thin, at least in a couple of times I saw him in the trailer.
Yeah.
Edward Norton, who I don't think I've seen in anything in a while, but he's fantastic. Emma Stone, who most recently probably has been Gwen Stacy. Did she do anything else more recently than Amazing Spider-Man 2?
Probably, but nothing I can think of.
That was apparently 2014, Amazing Spider-Man 2. So that's still this year. Magic in the Moonlight. Never heard of it. Romantic comedy. No, thanks. Yeah, I'm on IMDb now. That's pretty much it for 2014. There's three movies. But yes, this trailer, linked in the show notes, it really deserves a watch because it's. If nothing else, if not like going to be a great movie or a great film, it's gonna be worthwhile just to see it because it's
Yeah.
super weird,
It's gonna
but
be a
good
thing.
weird. Yeah, it'll be a thing. It is at a festival in New York, I believe, right now, and it comes out in wide release on October 17th, which is what, like 2 weeks? Yeah, 2 weeks. Friday. So, you know, 2 weeks from when this episode should go up.
The premise of the movie is really hard to explain.
I can give the very, very, very general
Yeah.
of him, but I don't know
Yeah,
about the
okay.
rest of it.
There
Because,
really isn't much of a rest of it past basically what it is.
Michael Keaton's character, Regan Thompson, I think. Is a washed, well, considered washed up actor who was once very famous for playing Birdman as a superhero character. And he's trying to mount like a Broadway play. And I can't figure out from the trailer if the Birdman or if the Broadway play has anything to do with his character of Birdman or if it's people just
Yeah.
comparing it to it because that's what he's famous for. I couldn't tell from the trailer. But
Yeah, it's
basically,
hard to tell anything from the trailer, really.
he kind of seems like he's crazy. He talks to himself,
He's
like,
definitely crazy.
has conversations with himself a lot in the trailer. And I think Emma Stone plays his daughter. It seems like a daughter. I think she might call him dad at one point. And there's basically him and his craziness and his ego. Drive himself crazy and it annoys and makes all his relationships with, the people helping him put on the play or his family and all that, just everything clashes. It is really hard to explain beyond the fact that he's a wash up actor famous for playing a superhero and trying to mount a Broadway play.
And it's crazy.
And he's crazy. Like, batshit.
He's in his underwear at one point.
Or maybe, yeah, no, first shot of the trailer, he's like meditating in his underwear or something.
I haven't seen this new trailer, but I've seen the
Oh.
trailers leading up to now.
It's a fantastic trailer. Really, it is.
It's just ridiculous. Is there like that fighting scene in this trailer where he's like slap fighting or just wrestling some guy?
Oh, yeah. It is. It's like halfway in the trailer.
Yeah.
That's really weird. Yeah. But
Yeah, watch the
definitely,
trailer.
yeah,
It's
this
hilarious.
trailer, absolutely. Watch it. You're gonna understand why we can't really explain it and why we wanted to talk about it anyway. And like I said, wide release October 17th. At the very least, that's North American wide release. It could be different, internationally.
Hey, who cares about international?
Wow, Andrew. Wow. That's rude, man. This is an international world we live in now, with the internet and whatnot.
And Ebola.
Ebola going to Texas. Oh, I saw, it was like a, I think it was like a Facebook post, where somebody was like, Ebola got to Dallas or something. I'm gonna pack up my bags and fly to Texas because I'm tired of living in a diseased country or something like that. It was like four geography. There's like three geography fails in one Facebook post.
Yeah,
Of
that's
not only
scary.
is that the same country, it's the same state.
And this is how Ebola spreads.
Yeah.
Ebola's actually really hard to spread, but stuff like this.
Which is probably why they have not put any special restrictions on people coming from certain areas where you're at risk of catching it, because it's pretty rare
Yeah.
and not volatile is not the word, but it works. Not easy to catch. All right, we'll move on to what is, I think, the favorite sort of headline I've ever written.
It's definitely the best you've ever written.
Joaquin Phoenix is strange, but no doctor. So there were rumors, and he was in talks for a while. Joaquin Phoenix was in talks for a while with Marvel to play Doctor Strange, but that has not gone through, and he's basically has now officially said, "Nope, I'm not doing it." There are some talks saying that it's because he didn't like. He couldn't commit to all the things they wanted to the contract, which
Like,
is probably true
please
because
commit to
it's like
16
60, yeah,
movies and
exactly.
half roles and appearance in our shows.
Yeah, all those guys have so much shit to do. Like, they're contracted to do so much shit, they probably have very little time to do anything else. But at the
Yeah,
same
but that's
time,
all you need.
yeah, exactly. At the same time, once you do a Marvel thing, you gold for some. I mean, look at Robert Downey Jr. right now. He's done a couple other things, but he still gets asked about Iron Man
Yeah,
all the
Iron Man
time.
was
He
really
hasn't.
his like real breakout, just like return.
He hasn't done. Yeah, that was his return, but he hasn't. Just he hasn't done an Iron Man movie. And when was Iron Man 3? A long time ago.
Yeah,
Years, right?
it's been a while.
2003, so it was last year. It seems like it was long. It was probably early last year. How do I find that out on IMDb? IMDb, where's the release date?
It was the one that happened right after Avengers came out.
Oh, it's May 3rd, 2013. Yeah, I know when it was set. But he's and then he pretty much officially said that he wasn't doing another Iron Man solo movie, but he still gets asked about doing Iron Man solo movies.
Yeah.
Like, and he says no all the time. Although I read one headline where clearly somebody was either ignoring past evidence or was wishful thinking, because I guess he
Or know
said,
something we don't know.
yeah, I guess he in an interview. They asked him if he was like, would do Iron Man again, and he was like, yeah, absolutely, I'd put the armor back on. You gotta surf that all the way to the shore or something weird. But I was like, yeah, he's gonna do Avengers 2 and maybe Avengers 3, but he's probably not gonna do another solo movie because he
Yeah.
constantly says he's not doing another solo movie.
Right. Which makes sense.
But the article was clearly hinting at hopes for another Iron Man solo movie. And I was like, it's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen, okay? It's just not. Who, oh, also on Doctor Strange, I don't know if he's actually in talks, but there were rumors about Ethan Hawke, playing Doctor Strange, and apparently he has expressed interest in it, so it could be
Who's
Ethan
Ethan Hawke?
Hawke.
He's familiar.
I was like, you know, exactly. That's what I always think about Ethan Hawke. I hear his name and I go, I know that name, and I can't place it to his face. And then I look at his face and I go, okay, I've seen you, but in what? Let's see. He was in The Purge, Total Recall remake, Daybreakers, Staten Island, Brooklyn's Finest. He does a lot of stuff, but I don't think he's done anything huge. In a while, he was in Lord of War. You might have seen that one, but I mean, his stuff that he's particularly known for, Training Day back in 2001, Gattaca in 97, Dead Poets Society. Like he hasn't
Yeah.
done a big time starring role in a while. He
He's just
does,
in
he's
things.
in things now. He's more of a secondary or a third, character than
Yeah.
stars these days. But he was good. He was very popular back in the day. So it could be Ethan Hawke, and I guarantee you, Andrew, if you Google Ethan Hawke right now, you'll recognize
Yeah, I
a
did.
picture.
I totally recognize him.
Exactly. You recognize the name, but you can't place the face. Then you recognize the picture, but you can't place it to the name. That's Ethan Hawke because it's been too long. And last thing in movie news, which I almost didn't put in, but I figured we needed four bullet points in movies. So, Adam Sandler and Netflix have made a deal that for
Oh.
a four movie deal. So, Adam Sandler and his production company, Happy Madison, will be producing four movies. I presume starring Adam Sandler, just for Netflix, like skipping theatrical releases and all that. It is just Netflix movies for Adam Sandler for
Those are
presumably
gonna
the
be some
next four.
quality movies.
Yeah, that's the first time I didn't actually see this news as news. I saw it as like a Reddit post where it was, oh God, why have I forgotten his name? The Fly, Jurassic Park. What's the guy?
Jeff Goldblum?
Jeff Goldblum. It was Jeff Goldblum from Jurassic Park. Like, it was like, your scientists focused on if you could, you didn't think about if you should. And it was about the Adam
Yeah.
Sandler deal, which is Jurassic Park quote, for those who don't know. Although, sure, I paraphrased the quote. It's been a
That's
while
pretty
since
much
I
it.
saw Jurassic Park. So I don't know, Adam Sandler movies, they're kind of hit and miss, I think, for me at least. He has some really, really good ones, and then he does some really, really shit ones. So I don't know yet. We'll see when we hear about what the movies actually are going to be. But for now, we know he's going to do four movies just for Netflix, no theatrical release or anything like that, which is kind of interesting, if you think about it.
Here comes little Nicky too.
I wouldn't mind that. I liked it, Little
Surprised
Nicky.
he hasn't put my name there yet. He's done everyone else on this terrorist. Really
She's really loud. She's
likes
louder
me.
than you, I think.
She's got her headphones on.
That's why. She seems to be talking really loud today. What was I saying? Oh, Little Nicky. I liked a Little Nicky. And if you could write a decent sequel, I'd watch it. This is a good movie.
I just, he hasn't done anything good in so long.
Yeah, I mean, I heard the Grown Ups movies weren't terrible. I didn't actually see them because they didn't look that good. But I mean, they made two of them, but that doesn't really mean much
That
to him.
doesn't mean
I'm pretty
anything.
sure his production company did them, so it's kind of like, yeah, I'm gonna give myself money to do this movie. Sure, I'm not gonna
Go
turn
on
myself down.
vacation, hang out with my
Yeah,
friends,
yeah.
probably kiss Drew Barrymore.
He does that a lot. Because they've got the 51st Dates and the new one that's out, and I think there was one or two more in there somewhere.
Probably, I don't know. I
Who's the
just
new
assume
one?
it's every role.
Blended. Blended is the one that I think is in theaters soon, or maybe
Or
it was
now,
recently, or now.
or it's
Yeah.
out, or.
I remember seeing trailers for it and being like, ugh, don't care.
No.
Alright. Let's move on to the TV. So we'll start with Marvel. Everybody likes Marvel TV shows.
Marvel.
Marvel. No, I don't think he's involved in this.
No.
He'd be
He's definitely not.
actually. Yeah, no, I don't know how long do how long does his race live? Is he Kree?
Yeah.
How long do they live?
I
Does he
don't
live
know.
a long time? Because he could be. I mean, if they're a particularly long-lived race, he could be an Agent Carter. Yes, Agent Carter is the show we're talking about. It seems like Agent Carter is going to continue to put up with Howard Stark because Dominic Cooper, who played Howard Stark in Captain America: The First Avenger, has officially been announced, as reprising this role, to join. What is her name? Hayley Atwell. In Agent Carter, and heading the SSR in 1946, the precursor to SHIELD.
Yep. Should
This
be cool.
really doesn't surprise me, actually. Like, upon hearing it, I go, okay, yeah, that makes sense. I
Yeah.
understand how
Every
they're.
Secret Service needs a Q.
Yeah, and plus, with how popular Tony Stark is, and how important the Starks are in the Marvel universe, really. It
Yeah.
makes sense that. Plus, it was Howard Stark, Carter, and one other person who basically started the SSR and therefore SHIELD. And I can't remember who the third person was.
Hopefully it was the other guy from Captain America.
Yeah, I think it was somebody else in the movie. I just can't remember who they've said.
Oh, what's his name?
It doesn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me if they had all three at least show up in the show, if not be regulars. But I believe it seems that Howard Stark is going to be a regular.
Howard the Stark.
Howard the Stark. That's Howard the Stark meets Howard the Duck. Wouldn't that be great?
Yep. They switch bodies or something.
Oh, God.
Be
You know
amazing.
what? There wouldn't be much difference, I don't think, considering Howard the Duck and Howard Stark. It's probably not that much difference personality-wise. All right. Leaving Marvel but staying in Disney, Star Wars Rebels has been renewed for season two.
That always confuses me when, like, something's not out and it gets renewed
Yeah,
for a new
we
season.
talked about another show that did this early on in the show, but I can't remember what it was.
Was the Breaking Bad spinoff, Better Call Saul.
Oh, yeah, that's
We
why
haven't
I can't
even
remember.
footage of it, and it's renewed for a second season.
Yeah.
It could suck.
Yeah, but
How do we know?
even if it does, people will still come and watch it every week. For sure. Both of these, I think people you still probably get enough people watching it every week.
Just weird.
It is weird. At least this one though, I mean, it's been renewed for season two like this week, and Spark of Rebellion, the 1 hour beginning intro pilot, I guess, it airs tomorrow or today, I guess, October 3rd. It airs October 3rd, which is the day the show should come out. So, I mean, it's starting soon.
I'm excited.
not like months and months and months away, like Better Call Saul.
Yeah. Or we haven't seen any
Yeah.
footage, any stills.
So Spark of Rebellion airs October 3rd, and then the rest of the series will air on Disney XD starting October 13th, which is Monday, so they're gonna air that on Mondays. You saw Spark of Rebellion with us, and you weren't here on the Fan Expo wrap up episode, the after Fan Expo episode. That was me and Rachel.
Yeah.
So you did not express an opinion on what you thought about Spark of Rebellion like we did. So
I
what'd you
loved
think?
it. There was a lot more little things for you to appreciate as a Star Wars fan than there were in the Clone Wars.
Yeah, like the Zeb thing that I didn't know until today,
Yeah.
that we talked about pre-show.
Where it was designed
Yeah.
off of the Ralph McQuarrie Chewbacca
The
drawing.
original. That's what a lot of the I've been reading a lot of the designs and stuff in this show have been modeled after or trying to get the feel of the original trilogy.
Yeah, exactly. Like a lot of the stylistic ideas were all influenced by Ralph McQuarrie heavily, which is cool.
And a good
You know,
move,
this is
a
all
smart move.
Dave Filoni being a badass.
It's also a smart move to try and, for a couple of reasons, to do sort of more original series feel, original trilogy feel. So, because one, those were way more popular in general than the prequels, and two, it makes more sense. It's closer to the original trilogy than it is to the prequels, which I didn't realize like exactly where it sat between Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope. Apparently, it's like 5 years before A New Hope or something, or 4 years, which is like 14 years after Revenge of the Sith or something.
Yeah, the Empire's pretty much in there.
Yeah.
It's really cool to have new characters rather than like the Clone Wars, who had all existing characters from the movies.
Well, some of the Jedi in Clone Wars must have been new.
They there's some of them, but like all of the main characters, there was like they'll get more screen time and flesh out as a character more, but no, every character has been in the movies pretty much,
Yeah, all the,
except for minor
Anakin,
characters and whatnot.
well,
But
and except for Ahsoka, I think, was probably the only main
yeah,
character who's
Ahsoka is the
not.
only new character.
Because the clones, the main named clones, were in the movies.
Yeah.
And, Anakin, Obi-Wan, Yoda, Mace Windu shows up a couple of times, but he's never
Yeah.
doing anything. I've only seen like a handful of episodes. He's
He
always
shares an
just like
episode with
on the
Jar Jar.
comm. Oh yeah, I saw the episode with Jar Jar and C-3PO and Padme on Rodia.
Yeah.
That was a ridiculous episode.
There's only really two or three episodes with Jar Jar
Which
heavily
is
in it.
also probably a good plan, all things
Yeah.
considered.
One of them wasn't too bad, but it's still Jar Jar.
The rodeo one wasn't too bad. I didn't mind it. It was good. So yes, I think I also enjoyed Spark of Rebellion. I will certainly check out the rest of this show. I probably won't re-watch Spark of Rebellion, but I'll certainly watch the rest of the series.
I probably will.
Of
It
course you will
feels
watch.
kind of like Star Wars with a touch of Firefly. But for kids.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is Disney XD.
Yeah.
I guess. I do want to see all the characters on the ship just kind of fleshed out more. Because, I mean, on. Except for maybe. No, actually, all of them are pretty flat in this Spark of Rebellion, I think. You don't really see a lot of any
Yeah.
of the real characterization of them. And but they all seem like they could be interesting if they're fleshed out well. So I
Yeah,
look
you
forward to
get
that.
hints.
Yeah.
Like the not Chewbacca, he's kind of a douche and grumpy about everything, but he's not a bad guy.
No. Yeah. He clearly actually does give a damn, even though he pretends he doesn't. Plus, yeah. He's Steve Bloom, so.
So, he's just awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Anybody voiced by Steve Bloom is automatically awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited. Can't wait for more of it. I can't wait to see, like, the Inquisitor in action. And...
Yeah. The Inquisitor, who's not a Sith, but does have a lightsaber.
Yeah. Which happens. It's a thing.
I suppose Force-sensitive types can still probably wield lightsabers without dismembering themselves, even if they're not technically Sith or Jedi. Like, powerful yeah. enough to be actually use the Force.
I mean, deflecting the bullets and stuff, not bullets, the laser blasts. Mm-hmm. Grievous could do it because he had four arms that could spin with lightsabers.
Yeah, that's true.
This guy, it's double bladed and it spins. That's just basically easy mode.
Yeah.
Spinning. Lightsaber easy mode.
Spinning is always easy mode. Alright, so...
Let's try spinning. That's a good trick.
Oh, that is a Clone Wars thing. I was like, why did I hear that?
That was episode one.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
It was in Clone Wars, too, because when they go in, like, their... Like, the first five episodes or something, they go to rescue Padme from Grievous's dreadnought ship, whatever... And he goes, it's okay, I can fly up there, I got a good trick or something. And when they finally hook up to the ship, Obi-Wan goes, spinning is not a trick, or spinning is not flying or something. And he's like, well, it worked.
That's hilarious. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they re-referenced that, or I guess they referenced that in the Clone Wars.
That's amazing.
I didn't realize it was from the movies.
Yep. All that right. Stupid Anakin scene.
So let's just... Greg Weissman, who has worked on a lot of shows like Gargoyles, a lot of animated shows.
Yeah.
I guess he has been confirmed to be leaving as an executive producer after season one.
Which leaves Filoni and the other guy.
The other guy. All you care about is Dave Filoni, eh?
Pretty much. And this guy was cool, too, but I can't remember the other guy.
Don't worry, I'm looking. I'm on the IMDb already. Producer? Dave Filoni. Simon Kinberg. I even looked this guy up earlier today because his name sounds familiar. Because he's produced and written a lot of stuff. He was a producer on Days of Future Past and First Class.
Right.
I believe he wrote, he was a writer on X-Men as well, in the first Sherlock Holmes movie with Robert Downey Jr. Apparently he was a writer on, he was a writer on XXX2.
That's weird.
I never watched XXX2, I only saw the first one. But maybe I should watch XXX2. I mean, it's got Ice Cube. He's a badass.
Are you theory?
Anyway, so yeah.
There's no reason given to why he left yet.
It could be any number of reasons. I mean, it could be because he wasn't happy with it. It could be because they were giving him a hard time, like Disney. Or it could be because he wants to do something else. Like, yeah. It could be any number of reasons.
Just creative differences, or maybe just didn't need him.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons. There's a lot of possibilities out there. But
having these three executive producers might be a lot. Having three in general isn't like too unheard of.
No, it's not particularly uncommon. Although the average of actual executive producers who do just executive producing is two.
Yeah,
and I say who actually do executive producing because a lot of the times on live action shows.
They just slap their name on there.
If they go on for a while, the main actors will be also given an executive producer credit. Simply because after a time, they do have a lot of input, at least in where their character goes, because they know their character after a time.
I don't remember I heard that, but it was some actor talking about it.
What, how they get executive producer titles?
Yeah. I
It
want to say
happens all
like
the time.
Harrison Ford, but I can't remember.
Probably. I mean, it happens all the time, and half the time it doesn't really mean anything.
No, it's just their name.
Yeah, it's kind of to give them more importance on the show. At least, seem like it does.
Yeah.
Gives them just another title. It's better. I prefer when the actors do some like direct an episode or two, because that's always it's always fun to see sort of their look and take on the shows that they're in.
I think John Travolta executive produced Battlefield Earth.
Terrible film. Absolutely terrible movie.
A great movie.
No,
If you like it, you should find my Facebook page. It's I Love Battlefield Earth.
Are you
Just
being
search
serious
that.
right now?
Yeah,
Oh my
100%
God.
serious.
It's a
This is a
terrible
thing I
movie.
have.
Andrew, it's a terrible movie.
It's a great movie.
It's terrible.
It's a great movie. It's
No,
better than the
it's
book.
terrible.
And this is where I lose all credibility.
Anyway, did you even have any left otherwise?
If I did, I don't anymore.
All right, finishing out the TV news, Nicholas D'Agosto has been cast as Harvey Dent
Harvey Dent, can we trust him?
in the Gotham series.
Harvey Dent.
He will be a recurring guest star in the rest of season one. I don't know when his first episode is, but he'll be a recurring guest star in season one, and apparently, maybe a series regular in season two.
Can we
So,
trust him?
depends on if they can trust him and trust his acting and whatnot and such. And I mean, everybody likes Harvey Dent, so I don't see why. I'm really worried about the character reception.
Yeah. He hasn't gone into toothpaste for a while.
No, I mean, this Harvey Dent is assistant DA. He's he's basically Harvey Dent that you see just probably his early days of being an assistant DA who wants to clean up the streets.
Yeah.
As opposed to often you see him in the movies late in his assistant DA days or when he is the DA
Yeah, when he
already.
becomes relevant.
Yeah, exactly.
Either die the hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Thanks. I haven't seen. I looked up Nicholas D'Agosto's IMDb, and I don't think I've seen any of the things he's been in.
That means I probably haven't either.
So, I really, I mean, it could be good, like his interpretation. I haven't actually seen any of Gotham yet. I have heard that it was, pretty good. Not great, but pretty good. So.
Yeah, I also heard pretty good about it too. I haven't seen it, and it's gonna take me a while to see it, honestly. But I'm interested in seeing it eventually.
Yeah, I will certainly watch it at some point, just maybe not right away. I clearly misspelled his name in the notes, though, because I just
Yeah.
looked him up again and I.
I copy-paste, and then I had to do my own reading because it didn't come up with a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, snap, he was in the Heroes.
No, see, I never watched Heroes. Oops. Oh, I missed an H in Nicholas, like a genius. All right, now that I've fixed my spelling, I'm okay with this. Yeah, Final Destination, never watched it.
Nah, me either.
Don't trust the bitch in Apartment 23, never watched it. Nope. I've definitely never seen any of anything that he's been in. So, could be good. I don't know if you, if anybody else there has, you know, seen him before, like know a couple of things he's been in, like him. Feel free to like, you know, email in or tweet at us or put it on the Facebook page
Oh,
or
I've seen
something.
Fired Up. Yeah,
I never saw that one actually. I heard it was pretty good. I thought it was funny,
it's kind of funny.
but I've never seen it. And I do see the, what was the blonde guy in that? Wasn't
And
something
Fired Up.
else. What?
And Fired Up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was in something else I did see, and I was just like, Erik Christian Olsen is the blonde guy. What the hell was he in? Oh, he's NCIS? Yeah, okay, he's in NCIS Los Angeles. That's it. Which
That's
I've
weird.
seen some of. Oh, and he's Vaughn in Community.
Oh,
He's
yeah.
Vaughn in
He
Community.
was fine in Community.
That's where you've seen him. I've seen him in
That's
both.
it.
So, hopefully, I mean, Harvey Dent's always an interesting character, even when he's not Two-Face. So hopefully that ends up doing well. Right? Thumbs up.
Hopefully.
Thumbs up. Okay. Let us move to games.
Games. Transition.
There was a data mined picture from the Battle.net launcher app. I guess is what you would call it. Whatever you want to call
Yeah.
the thing that you that opens up anytime you now click the shortcut for WoW or Hearthstone or StarCraft, any of the Blizzard games, they now open
Battle
up
did not Battle.net launcher, yeah.
launcher. So somebody data mined a picture from an upcoming update to it, I suppose, and it was the half the Arthas half Death Knight half, you know, human, regular human picture from Warcraft 3, which leads people to believe that perhaps Warcraft 3 will be getting support from the Battle.net launcher at some
Which
point
seems
soon.
weird.
It seems a little strange, yes, but it could mean that the Warcraft 4 might actually eventually happen, or it could just mean they're gonna put all their games onto the launcher eventually.
Think all the games on the launcher would make sense.
I was gonna say something else and I've completely lost it. What was I gonna say? I
I
got
would love a Warcraft 4.
me too. I've wanted one for years. And it is possible because our next bullet here, Project Titan, which I believe is what the code name it was going by was, has been canceled. Project Titan was Blizzard's unnamed and unofficially announced, or not officially announced rather, new IP MMO that they've been working on for years.
Years.
Traditional Blizzard, I mean, it wasn't even announced, so there wasn't even a name for it. So consider how long Blizzard takes to make things that they do have names for and all that shit. But they canceled Project Titan, and I guess Mike Morhaime, I believe it was who said it, said that they couldn't find the fun,
Yeah.
and they couldn't find something that really make the game great like they wanted it. So they had it under sort of a review and a just a relook at everything, and they just decided to cancel it. So that does now leave them open for making other games, like maybe a new Warcraft, which would be great.
They had laid people off months earlier as well.
It was Titan from the Titan crew?
They didn't say specifically, just
Probably
that people were laid off.
it
Yeah,
was
so
probably
that's what I was thinking when they announced that it was canceled.
him. So I was just trying to think, when is BlizzCon?
Soon?
I was like, it's not happening now, is it? Like, last. No, I don't think so. I think it's in a couple of weeks. I think it's in November.
Last I checked, that you could still buy those tickets.
Yeah, the digital ticket things. Because, I don't know. I mean, no, I guess a cancellation isn't something you'd wait to announce at your convention. You'd want to get that out there beforehand.
Usually you don't announce cancellations at
But, I
conventions.
mean, before Mists, I think, before Mists Pandaria, they released that, like, officially released the intro trailer, an intro cinematic rather, like half a week before BlizzCon. Like it was like maybe a week before BlizzCon, they released the trailer instead of just waiting. And everybody was just super confused about it. Like, why didn't you wait to announce it, to show that off at your convention? Like, that's a big deal, the intro
It's probably gonna
cinematic.
get leaked anyway.
Probably. This is true.
Like what happened with Battlefield, whatever the new one is. It's like the
Whatever.
week before E3, it's getting leaked, and they're like, fine. This guys suck.
Like all of Book 3 of Legend of Korra,
Yeah,
which
like pretty
is
much everything these days.
why Nickelodeon probably is putting Book 4 out like now and then taking a step back from the Avatar universe for a while, probably because of the
Guys,
amount
this
of
is why we
trouble.
can't have nice things.
Yeah, because of the amount of trouble of annoying people who
Yeah.
just do things because they can.
I wrote a blog post rant about why we can't have nice things. It wasn't about that, it was like about how internet people are dicks.
That's also true. Although the trailer for Korra Book 4 is like Nickelodeon's most watched video on YouTube. Like it was extremely popular. Lots of people watched it, and it's a pretty good trailer. And I look forward to Book 4, which comes out also on October 3rd.
Oh man, October 3rd's a big day.
Yes, it is. Lots of stuff coming out.
I can't even handle. My grocery store opens up down the
Smash
street.
Brothers
Smash Bros. Is a
for
thing.
3DS.
Yeah.
Yep. Spark of Rebellion, Star Wars
Yes, Spark
Rebels,
Rebellion. I swear
Korra
there's
Book
more.
4. There's probably it. I'm sure there is, but because
Every
there was
time someone's like, you know what comes out on October 3rd? I'm like this. And they're like, that's not what I was gonna
because
say,
last
but
Friday there was something else where we mentioned three things, and one was Smash, one was your grocery
probably the grocery
store.
store.
You mentioned your grocery store, and I was like, I don't care about your grocery store. I don't live anywhere near it. And there was another one, which certainly wasn't Star Wars, and I don't think it was Korra. I don't know. There's
Yeah, I don't
something.
know.
October, man, is big. Alright.
Yeah.
I'm sure I had something else to say about Warcraft 3 and the Battle.net launcher, but it's gone. So let's just move on to Star Citizen.
Star Citizen. So, the recent news in Star Citizen is it hits 56 million.
Dollars.
Surprised? Yeah, no.
No, not really.
It is $56 million, all crowdfunded. This is not surprise. And this makes it officially the most successful crowdfunded thing ever.
I mean, ever makes it sound like a really long time, but the crowdfunding hasn't been a big ass thing
No.
for very long. So it's only really, it's like for the last 5 years, probably.
Yeah.
But still, $56 million is a lot of dollars.
Yeah. So it's definitely the most crowdfunded game.
Yeah.
And the most crowdfunded everything else.
Most crowdfunded thing. Period.
And they're still trucking along. It's crazy.
Yeah, I haven't checked in on the progress of that in a while.
Yeah, I saw that there was an update on
The beta thing?
the
Actually, I think it's more of
beta
an alpha.
dogfight thing.
Yeah.
I haven't got it yet. I
I
started it up, but the update was too long, and I'm like, ah.
Yeah, I think I still have that installed on my computer somewhere.
It's pretty rad.
I loaded it up once, and then I'm pretty sure I immediately, I nearly immediately just crashed my ship back into the thing, and I just launched out
It's
of it
hard.
somehow.
It's hard.
I just started spinning, and it's like, oh God, what do I do? What do I do?
It's
It was
hard.
rough. I want a
But
joystick or
it's so
something
great.
for the piloting. Actually, I
Yeah.
really want one of those hands-on, whatever I told you about them. I can't remember what the hell it's called. Hands-on throttle and something. Basically,
Yeah.
legitimate pilot ship.
Yeah.
And that would be awesome, but they're all expensive.
It would be awesome. I've got a bunch of flight simulators like space and World War II and
I used to.
all that.
Way back in the day. Back in like Windows 95, 98 era. I used to have a lot of those. Like the Jane's combat helicopter stuff and
Yeah. Oh, man.
Warplanes. I think it was Warplanes was one.
Yeah, Jane's Combat. Oh, this stuff was the
Loved that.
best.
Yeah, I played that all the time. I
There's
couldn't
this one
fly.
that was specifically like Blackhawks. Ah, oh, man.
I couldn't fly a helicopter with shit, but I still love doing it. I died a lot.
Half the fun was crashing it, let's be honest.
Very rarely crashed. I just usually got shot down in combat.
It's crashing.
No, it's not quite as bad as crashing. Crashing is what I do in a land speed, no, a snow speeder, Andrew.
Yes. I think that's more skipping across the graft.
That's true. That is accurate to what I did. I skipped across the ground, and the AT-ST couldn't shoot me. So they,
AT-AT.
AT-AT. I always get those two. I never remember which one was ST and which one was AT.
It's okay, that's what I'm here for. This is my only job.
To correct me on the Star Wars stuff
Yeah.
and World War stuff
Yeah.
a couple weeks ago.
Speaking of correcting,
Ah, that's a good
Destiny
one.
patches some stuff, specifically loot. I'm so excited because I played another good session on the weekend and still am no better off for loot.
That's unfortunate for you.
I played like a good 5 or 6 hours and got literally nothing.
That sucks.
Oh, it's so bad.
Yeah, that bites the big one in IF.
But now, you actually do get a reward, a good reward for doing a strike mission, which is basically like the single player-y stuff.
Is it a daily
You
quest?
also get rewards for dailies, engrams, which were famous for being epic, but then giving you greens. They no longer do that. The engrams will give you equal to or better instead of less to better, which is was often less.
Yeah, that's good.
So now if you get that epic engram, that's gonna be an epic or better. I'm so excited.
Well, that's good. Making people less annoyed and making the making loot so it's, usable by the people who get it, or at the very least worth getting, is
Yeah.
it's always a good deal. That was a big complaint in Diablo 3, actually, that because of the auction house and shit,
Yeah.
there was so much loot that they did not fucking need at all.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And considering like you need it to advance in the game,
Yeah.
like you just like can't do it without the loot. It's really frustrating because like I'm still only level 20 because I'm at that max level.
Well, you need loot to hit the real max level.
Yeah, or any more levels really. I would love to just be 21 maybe.
Funny.
But it's I hope this helps
Either that or you
because
just
my
got
luck
really
is so
shit
bad.
luck. Yeah.
I do. I have the worst luck. Anyone who's seen me play a game can testify to that.
That means when I hit level 90 and WoW, we're going to run dungeons together.
Oh, man.
I'll get drops, and you won't.
I did Kara. Like, I raided Kara forever back when it was relevant. Yeah. And the other day, I wanted to transmog Gore Howl.
Mm-hmm.
So I went through it and to try and get Gore Howl. And I got all of the loot I was after.
Wow.
All those years ago, but it didn't get Gore Howl. But, like, the tanking belt, the tanking shield, the tanking pants, the bracers, and I'm like, oh my god.
That's funny. Did you do that by yourself? You couldn't have.
Yeah, did it by myself.
How far is Gore Howl in? How far in is Gore Howl? The end. Can you skip the chess now?
No, I just did it.
You did the chess by yourself?
Yeah. It wasn't hard. I think I just lucked out because I didn't know what I was doing.
I remember.
I've never done the chess event without people telling me exactly what to do.
I remember. I mean, I don't remember if it changes depending on your level. Because I remember in. I think it was probably in Wrath during Kara. And having three of us, like, we breezed through everything until we hit the chess, and then we had to do that, like, five times.
Yeah, no, I think I just lucked out, because honestly, like, the first half of it was just me hopping in and out of pieces, going, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. And then I just hopped in the, like, war chief guy, and then he was the enemy's king dude was attacking him, so I just, like, moved diagonal one and then rotated, but his king never rotated to hit me, so then I'm just wailing on him.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like luck.
And then I won.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm the best at this thing.
That is actually, if you don't have many people, that is what you have to do, is you have to jump from piece to piece to piece.
Well, I didn't intentionally jump from piece to piece. I just would go into a piece. I'm like, what does this do? Oh, I can't do anything. Okay.
That is what is the suggested thing to do if you only have, like, two or three people. You know, somebody goes to this piece, and then, you know, somebody then goes over to this piece, and blah, blah, blah. Because they all have different roles to play on the chessboard and shit. Which, that chess game is, I love and hate it because it's a great idea, but after Kara is no longer relevant and you no longer get a real raid team doing it, that chess game becomes next to impossible. It just becomes a real hassle.
Unless you just luck out.
Unless you just luck out, apparently.
Like this guy.
I don't think I've ever seen the mount. Not only never seen it drop, but I don't think I've ever seen anybody have it.
I don't even know what it is.
There's a mount. It's on, like, the first floor. I don't remember what it is. I remember, though, it was an extremely rare drop, and it was on, like, the very first floor of Kara.
Yeah, I just want Gore Howl. Anyway. Yeah,
anyway.
My bad loot. Luck aside. Shadow of Mordor is out. It is awesome. Like, the comparisons to Assassin's Creed are, like, relevant for a second, and then you're like, dude, Assassin's Creed sucks.
Well, yeah, it's the Nemesis engine, right? It's a totally different engine.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, a lot of the, like, Assassin's Creed-y things are kind of, like, very familiar, like, you climb up stuff a lot the same way, the fighting is kind of close, but it, like, just goes above and beyond anything you could do in any Assassin's Creed games, like, with the environments specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sneaking and, like, the way you can divert people. It seems like there's only a few options to do it in Assassin's Creed, but in Shadow of Mordor, there are so many environmental things that play roles. Like, there are human slaves everywhere, and if you, like, free some of them, and there's, like, a big group of orcs walking by, once you free the slaves, they run. And then that big group of orcs are like, "Hey, slaves, get back here!" And then they go. running, or there's like beehives, or not, like fly nests, because they're Sauron-y, because Sauron is the Lord of Flies. So it scares the crap out of the orcs because they don't like Sauron, thanks.
Yeah, that is actually one of the things that has always annoyed me the most about Assassin's Creed, is you have to sneak around all the time. But that those games, those game engines and the controls are not made for sneaking. Not real
Yeah.
sneaking.
No, this is like real sneaking. Like,
Metal Gear
you
Solid.
automatically sneak in bushes. You, when you go up to like an object and you've got sneak held down, you'll sneak just up against it. You can sneak down on the ledge and stuff. It's like everything Assassin's Creed does, but better than Assassin's Creed.
Metal Gear Solid has always been the sneaking game that I've judged everything to, like that series, because that series is
To me,
mainly
it's
about
Splinter
sneaking.
Cell.
See, I've played very little Splinter Cell, so I
I
can't
played
really judge.
all of them.
I think I played some of like a demo of the first one, and I own like Blacklist, which I've barely played.
I just can't wrap my head around Metal Gear.
Love Metal Gear, but I've been playing Metal Gear Solid since Metal Gear Solid and VR missions. I've been playing it for a long time. PlayStation 1.
The combat and stuff is also compared to like Batman, but it also ends pretty quickly when you get all the upgrades and the fact that you've got the Ranger side as well as the race side. Like each of them mesh together, like you get combos going and then that can change like your different execution moves and you can like absorb energy, stun people with the Wraith mode and
Interesting.
it's wicked and it's like it takes care of a lot of like video game things that could be immersion breaking and like make some canon like respawning like you're banished from death and you are a Wraith so respawning is like you'll lose what progress you had with that specific boss that you were working on, and then it affects you in game if you have to respawn. But it's just a thing that happens. And like pulling a bow out of nowhere, that's a Wraith ability. It's all Wraith magic. And
Yeah, I guess
like
it makes sense he wouldn't have
the
his
Wraith world is
powers.
separate from the real world slightly. It's basically the world that you are in when you put the ring on, the Wraith world. So you can see like runes on walls and stuff for secrets and
Interesting.
it's awesome.
That's good. It looked pretty awesome.
And fire. Fire is awesome. If you're in combat and you see a fire pit, like grab the nearest orc and push him through it, because he will catch on fire, flail about, and set other orcs on fire, which will then flail about, setting more
Yeah,
orcs on
that's
fire.
when I played Sleeping Dogs, that was one of my favorite things to do if there was like an oven or something around. Grab them and shove them in an oven or the smelter or something like. It was the best. Vicious ways to kill people with fire and heat. It's always vicious.
Yeah. So yeah, Shadow of Mordor is a really good game. Highly recommend it.
Is it
Do it.
just out on one and PS4?
No, it's on everything.
Except for PC. Is it on PC? I don't think
Yeah,
so.
it's on
Is
PC.
it? Oh yeah, of course. I've seen it on Steam.
Yeah.
I just can't afford it, so I've ignored it.
Yeah,
That's why.
that's fair.
That's why I was unsure. But yeah, so it's on everything. It's on 360 and PlayStation 3 as well. Interesting.
I don't think it's on the Wii's, but
Well, no. I mean
that's standard.
no. That was doesn't surprise me at all.
No. It might be. I don't actually know. I just assume no.
Even if they do get It's sort of the AAA style games. They usually get them later. Like, they get, like, Call of Duties and stuff, but they get them later.
Batman.
And Batman they got later. Yeah, they get a lot of stuff after the other consoles have.
Yeah, they gotta dumb them down.
Yeah, the controls are. The Wii and Wii U controls are weird.
Yeah.
And very limiting, I imagine. To play a game like. I can't imagine playing a Batman game, one of the Arkham games, on the Wii. I can't.
No, but on the Wii U, it'd be all right. I think it'd be cool with that little TV thing.
Yeah, but that's got this. Does it have a few more buttons?
It's like an actual controller.
Hmm. I never actually. I've seen them. I've never really taken a good look at them. I've never used one.
I've never used one, but I've seen it for a prolonged period of time. Speaking of Nintendo, Smash Bros. Is out on Friday
Yep.
on the 3DS, like we mentioned earlier. We've been talking about it forever, so you
Mostly Andrew.
already know about it.
Mostly Andrew.
Yeah, mostly me. I'm excited. I'm gonna get it. Well, I've already got it. It's coming to me.
Well, you don't have it, but you will have it
I
shortly,
will have it.
guaranteed.
I was considering going out at midnight and then buying it and then just returning it when mine comes in.
I could totally see you doing that, because you're that kind of
Yep,
lunatic.
it's true. But, it's midnight.
Yeah, people do have to work, people like us.
Yeah, it's just a sad day when you're like, well, I have kids, but I gotta work. At least before it was just school, when you're like, yeah, it's just school.
Welcome to adulthood, Andrew.
Adulthood sucks. I don't want to grow up.
All right, let's finish out games, Andrew. Unless you have something else to say about Smash,
I'm excited.
which I think everybody's known for months.
I really want it.
Also, everybody's known for months.
Okay. I think that's it.
Right, let's
You
move
also
on.
get it and then play with me.
Let's move on to the last bullet
The
in the
Sims
news.
4 is getting free, tell you free DLC that adds in pools and ghosts.
But no toddlers, eh?
No toddlers yet. There's been no words on toddlers. There's also no confirmed date for these free DLCs. And they've also announced Star Wars costumes. So you can dress like a rebel pilot, Darth Vader,
I guess
etc.
that actually makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
EA does a lot of the stuff with Lucasfilm Games.
Yeah, EA got
They do a lot
most
of
of the
publishing.
stuff.
They do all the publishing, pretty much, for the Lucasfilm Games.
Yeah. I think they got all of it.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean,
Now
maybe not
they
the
do.
older,
Because
yeah,
they've got
like.
Battlefront.
Oh yeah, and they certainly have. They have the MMO. It was EA published, I
Yeah.
believe, and
Because BioWare.
Force Unleashed 2 was EA published, I believe, as well. I think those are all the recent Star Wars games.
The successful LucasArts games that were made in the last 10 years.
Because I don't know, the older ones, like Jedi Knight, I don't know if that was EA, but that was quite
Think
some time ago.
that was just Lucas
Probably. That was a while ago.
LucasArts.
That generation of Star Wars games was
It was its own thing.
a fair amount of time ago, and great, though. Love those games. All of them.
Oh yeah. I missed them.
KOTOR might have been EA, though. KOTOR was a
Yeah.
big game. That was quite
KOTOR was
different.
BioWare.
I tried to play. Did I ever tell you I tried to play Knights of the Old Republic 2?
like recently.
Like within the last year or year and a
Yeah,
half, maybe, because
it's
it
impossible.
showed up on Steam, and I was like, "Ooh, I love KOTOR. It was
Yeah.
on sale." Like, okay, sure, I'll definitely get KOTOR 2. And then I tried to play, and I couldn't get through the first level because I was like, "How did I work with this control scheme?
Yeah, I did the
How?"
same thing. I'm like, I don't even know how I played this game.
It's the worst. You can't go back to it.
Yeah, and it's like I don't remember that as being a part of the game.
I as soon as I started doing it for a little while, I was like, okay, I remember doing this. I don't remember having this much problem with
Yeah, like
it.
I remember how it handled and controlled and stuff, and but I did not remember it being frustrating at
No,
all.
exactly. I'm just like, yeah, sure, click, 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 sure, no problem. But now I'm like, click, click, click. Yeah,
Yeah,
it's
it's the
just frustrating.
worst.
It is, which is too bad, because I do really want to play the game. I want to play the game for the story, but
Yeah.
I can't handle it. I just can't.
Many whelps, handle it.
Many whelps. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a WoW thing.
Is it? I mean,
Yeah.
handle it. When you said handle it, I did think of the orcs, and whelps. Anixia's Lair or whatever. No, Black Rock Depths. Whatever it was. I thought of Leroy Jenkins with whelps.
Right.
That's.
I think it's the same raid, it's just a different video.
That's all I can think of when I hear whelps is Leroy
It's
Jenkins.
that -50 DKP.
Maybe it's because I've never done like raiding and stuff. I don't understand the DKP thing. I know what it is. I just don't get how they do it, how it
Well,
works.
not every guild used it, so I never understood it either.
I've heard about it and I was like, what? But how do you, and how does, oh well, whatever. I was on the raid. I've never raided current raids. I've never done it. I've gone back and done a bunch of them, but don't think I've ever done current. I'm trying to, no. Maybe I did a little bit in Wrath, maybe. I was like the weakest member of like some doing the Lich King raid. And that's about it for actual current raids. I did a little bit of Lich King. Actually, I've never actually gone back and finished. I never have done that raid and actually gone through it.
I haven't either. I feel like I should go back and finish all those Lich King raids.
Yeah, like New Naxx. I did some of New Naxx too, I guess. Did some of that at the same time.
My Lich King raiding career was really messed up. I like did one raid at the beginning, and then I like didn't raid for all of it, and then I was doing like Zul'Gurub, is it?
Oh, yeah. Was that Wrath that they redid those?
I think so.
I thought it was Cataclysm.
Don't
I don't raid, so I don't really pay attention. Was the Argent thing a raid? Argent Tournament? Is that a
Oh.
raid or a dungeon? Or
I
was
don't
it
know.
both? Because I remember doing that, and I don't remember. No, I think it was a raid.
I don't remember.
A short, easy raid. Maybe there was both. I think there might have been both. I think there might have been a dungeon and also a raid. I don't know.
Anyway,
It's been a
that's
long
it for
time.
games.
Which is why we're totally talking about something in absolutely no way related to what our last bullet point was.
Yeah, this is the tangent we missed
Because
at the beginning.
that's how we do. Yeah. That's how we do. All right. Moving to the comics to finish up. So, I believe it was last week, maybe the week before, we talked about a Humble Bundle. Nope, that wasn't last week. It was the last couple of weeks we talked about the Star Wars Humble Bundle. Well, this week, Oni Press is going to be doing their first Humble Bundle. Why can I not say Humble Bundle? Is that just me, or is that an annoying thing to say?
No, it's annoying.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't me, just me.
Humble bundle. Humble bundle. There we go.
So the Humble Oni Press bundle will allow fans in the U.S. to allocate an amount of their purchase to Direct Relief. So Direct Relief is their charity that this one's going to. It is available now, and it includes Oni Press comics, like 24 different titles, including a couple of the Scott Pilgrims, if
Oh, that's
not
cool.
all of them. I think it might just be first few. That's pretty much the two I recognize, but there are one other ones I've heard of, like The Bunker and The Sixth Gun. I've heard of The Sixth Gun. That was there's a popular one. I don't remember what it was about now, but I remember hearing good things about it. The Sixth Gun.
There's one called I Was the Cat,
I
and
was
it
the
looks
cat. I
awesome.
know. I saw that one too. And it's a pretty sweet cover.
It is. And an interesting title.
Yeah. And Direct Relief is a nonprofit organization that provides medical assistance to people around the world who've been affected by poverty, natural disasters, and civil unrest. So, for those of you who want to know kind of what the charity does, that's sort of the idea of what they try and do. But mostly, 24 Oni Press comics, Humble Bundleized. Can't go wrong. Especially the Scott Pilgrim comics. The Scott Pilgrim comics were very good,
Yeah.
which is the reason they made the movie. Also, obviously written by a Canadian, since it was set in Toronto.
Since it's something awesome,
Much
it's got to
like
be
the
Canadian.
movie is also set and was filmed, I believe, in Toronto. All right. Next, Andrew, do you like the sound of Frankenstein Underground? Just the title.
What?
Frankenstein Underground. Does that sound like a good title to you?
Reminds me of Sonic Underground.
I don't know what
So,
Sonic Underground
yes.
is.
You don't know Sonic Underground?
No. Is that a comic?
It's a cartoon.
Oh, I certainly
And a
know.
comic.
I never watched many. I didn't watch very many Sonic cartoons, so I never read any of the comics.
It was shortly after the Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog. So it was like a grittier version
That makes sense for Underground.
of the one with all of them. So it had all the same characters, like that fox
Tails?
chick.
Oh, the chick. Oh,
I don't think she was a fox.
I
I don't
don't know
remember
her
who she
name, but
was.
I know what you mean. I just, I don't
So it had
remember
like
her
all of
name.
them, the walrus guy, Tails.
Because Tails is definitely a fox.
Yeah. Did you know his name is Miles Prower?
I didn't know his name is Miles. I forgot his last name.
Miles
Isn't it Prowler?
Prower. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
Miles.
supposed to be a pun of Miles per hour. Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah. And you know it's a terrible pun when you say it's terrible. Because you
Was
love
terrible.
terrible puns. Anyway,
Just stupid pun.
getting back on point. In 2015, it doesn't have a month yet, but in 2015, Dark Horse will be publishing Frankenstein Underground, a 5-issue miniseries written by Mike Mignola.
Is the other Frankenstein too mainstream?
I believe it's actually a little underground in this case. And the art is by Ben Stenbeck. Stein? No, there's no I. It must be Stenbeck. Sorry, so Steinbeck is a last name I've heard before, but
Yeah, there is.
Stenbeck, because it has no I in it. Anyway, the miniseries follows a Frankenstein monster who wandering around underground, where he discovers other monsters and the dark secrets to the universe.
Wow.
The This miniseries will be the second appearance of the Frankenstein monster within the continuity of the Mike Mignola's work, like Hellboy and BRPD.
That's cool.
House of the, yeah, and House of the Living Dead, which is where the Frankenstein monster was first shown in the Mike, in this sort of universe. But yeah, Mike Mignola is the guy who wrote the Hellboy comics. I don't know if you've ever read any of the Hellboy comics.
I read one.
I've read a couple between the two movies. I certainly saw the movie first, for me
Yeah,
personally.
I saw the movie first too.
But he's, I mean, this is right up his alley for the stuff that he writes, and the stuff that he writes is very good. And I mean, judging from this cover looks pretty cool. It's really creepy. So Ben Stenbeck, probably a creepy artist, probably works well with the writing. So this should be this will definitely be good. I mean, if you like, you should look. If you're not sure, you should probably look at what other Mike Mignola stuff there is, like already out there, because his stuff can really be, it's really kind of you like it or you like what the fuck is wrong with this guy, kind of stuff. Generally, he has very little middle ground, but
That's always good.
I think it looks like awesome. Looks like awesome. Wow, it's a great sentence.
That's valid.
Anyway, so that doesn't have a month yet, but it will be coming out
The cover
in
is rad.
2015, published by Dark Horse. All right, last thing in the comics, just a quick touch on the new Thor number one came out yesterday. Came out this week. Today? Yesterday? What day did it come out? Wednesday. Wednesday, I think. New comics come out on Wednesday, right?
Comic book day.
Yeah, it's Wednesday, and I used to go on
Wednesday.
Thursday. I used to go to the comic book store on Thursday when I knew they would be all set out, so I could just look on the shelves. So Thor number one, the new Thor number one, post Original Sin, is where the unworthy Thor is there. So the Thor who does not have the powers of Thor, the male Thor who doesn't have the powers of Thor,
Yeah.
still
So
trying to lift the
is
hammer.
she Thor?
She has the powers of Thor,
Yeah,
so
but does
kind of
she, do
yes.
they call her Thor?
They seemed to be like they were going to, in like in the first when I first announced it,
Yeah,
seemed that
but
way. But I
yeah.
w was one of my main points was that's literally Thor's name. Like this character must have her own name. I get it that she has Thor's power, but so does Beta Ray Bill. He's
Yeah,
not
and
Thor.
still
He's
Beta Ray
Beta
Bill.
Ray Bill.
Maybe
Weird
for a second he was Thor.
made wait weird anthropomorphic horse rat thing.
Yeah.
I love Beta Ray Bill, but he's super weird. Especially when he doesn't in not in the Thor outfit. Like, if you've ever seen him not powered up, he looks super creepy. Beta Ray Bill is super,
He really
super
does.
creepy. He looks much better when he's all Thored out. So yes, the Thor number one came out. All the reviews I saw, I think I only saw two, but they were both positive reviews. That being said, I will reserve. I mean, I haven't read it yet, so clearly I will reserve my judgment on it until I read it myself. But also, in Thor number one, you didn't actually see the new Thor until like the very end. You just saw her basically come out and pick up the hammer kind of deal. She didn't do
Yeah.
anything in this comic yet.
She was just all shaded too,
Yeah.
so we don't even know who she is.
Yeah. You don't know anything about her. Although, I was thinking it could be Angela, who has been in Thor comics in the past, who in, God, what, I don't know what event caused it, but basically she was an angel, literally an angel ripped from heaven, where like heaven's like a different universe that has myths of Earth, like Earth has myths of heaven. or stories of heaven, if you don't like being called myths. So basically, yeah, and so when she gets pulled through, she sees Earth and is like, that looks like just like the stories, blah blah blah. And she's been in Thor comics in the past, around the time when she first showed up, because that's kind of the most sensible place for a super strong warrior woman, is around the Asgardians.
That'd be weird having an angel as Thor.
She's already extremely powerful in her own right, and that's what I was thinking about. She's also blonde and, you know, tough. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know how the hammer judges worthiness.
I don't
So,
know.
who
The frog got it, so.
knows? It's true. I remember that. Thor has done weird things in the past. So yeah, that came out. Positive reviews. Next month when Thor number 2 comes out and we actually see new Thor, we'll see. We'll see if it is paid or if it's done well. And I still hold that hope that it's done well.
And we'll see how they treat Thor and Thor.
Yeah, they've got to give her own name. You can't be just saying Thor and unworthy Thor, because that's
Yeah.
stupid as shit.
Hey, Thor and the artist formerly known as
Like,
Thor.
and also that was another problem with me, is that the female Thor, the new Thor, literally was her own person before she picked up the hammer. So
Yeah.
she has to have a name that she should be using. Like, I
Yep.
get she has the powers of the thunder god now, so she can be whatever her name is, the goddess of thunder. That's great, but she's not Thor. Literally, she's not Thor. It bothers me still. If they're going
Unless
to
she
call
is
her
Thor.
Thor, unless
Maybe her parents named her Thor.
I guess that's technically possible. However, really dumb.
Yeah, but possible.
Anyway, so it came out. Positive reviews. That's good. I do hope it continues to do well. I want it to have been handled well. I'm just worried that they won't have handled it well.
Like the nerds that we are, we worry about all our IPs whenever something changes.
Yep, true story. All right, so that's all we have this week. You can follow us on Twitter. I am at Dud75, DUD75.
And I'm at Dupe, DUP3.
And you can follow the show at Geekly News, GWEEKLYNEWS. We also have a website, and that website is geeklynews.com. On the website, you can find the show notes with whatever links we have in them that particular week. We have blog posts and reviews and the Andrew's Cosplay Corners. And you can find the link to subscribe via RSS and the link to the iTunes. And if you do use iTunes, leave a rating and review, please. Because that would be really awesome. And stuff. So that we can,
Good
and so that
stuff.
people can actually, you know that we exist.
Yeah, 5 stars plus. That'll really help us get noticed by new people, build a new audience, and then we get more 5 stars. If we get enough 5 stars, we can get cool sponsors like Audible. And
That's
then we'll be a real
pretty
podcast.
much all you want, right? That's
Yeah.
your be all end all, is to
Yeah.
be sponsored
Once we're
by Audible.
sponsored by Audible, I'm just gonna mic drop.
I'm done.
I'm
That's
done.
all
I
I
accomplished
wanted.
everything I needed to do in life.
If you don't like Twitter, and you want to get in touch with us, you can email us at feedback@greeklynews.com.
Which
And
I
we
have
will.
confirmed is still working.
That's good. You will respond to you via email, and unless you tell us not to, we will read it on the show and reply on the show as well. And if it's particularly long, I'll probably parse it down and paraphrase it, because I'm not going
Oh,
to
for
read
sure.
page-long emails.
We don't like reading.
Well, I don't like Well, no, we can't read very well and speak. It sounds terrible. If you haven't realized, anytime Andrew tries to read directly off a page of something, and anytime I try to read directly off a page of something, it sounds terrible. So,
Deb, derp, derp, derp.
we'll probably, if it's particularly long, we'll parse it down, but we'll certainly read it and respond and thank you on the show by name, as long as you include a name.
We love you.
And we also are on Facebook, because who's not on Facebook these days? You can find us at facebook.com/geeklynews. We don't have.
Also,
Also?
keep an eye out for on our site and our Facebook and Twitter, and probably some more details next week, but we're going to be doing the
Extra Life.
Extra
The
Life.
Extra Life Children's Charity.
Yes.
Yeah. We have to sign up for it still.
Yeah, so there's going to be more deets to come, but it's going to be a thing, and you can help us,
Raise
and
money for the Children's Miracle Network hospitals. I believe the, because we're Canadian, I believe the only one is Toronto, the Children's Miracle Network in Toronto. And this, that, at least it was in previous years. That could have changed since.
yeah, I haven't seen the updated lists.
Yeah. Because for those who are listening and don't know what the Extra Life Charity is, general mostly you can sometimes people don't necessarily do the 24 hours, but or they don't necessarily do video games, but traditionally, let's say, Extra Life is basically you raise money for the Children's Miracle Network hospitals, and then you play video games for 24 hours straight. I mean, taking washroom breaks and food breaks are allowed, but you basically play
Yeah.
for 24 hours straight on video games.
So it's
And
like
a lot of people,
donations as a pledge.
yeah, a lot of people stream it nowadays with, how easy it is to stream. So,
Yeah, I'm gonna take to Twitch.
I'm gonna say on October 24th, I believe, no, 25th? I don't remember what the exact, it's 24th or 25th. On that date, Twitch is going to have a lot of Extra Life streaming, guaranteed.
A
And
lot.
some people switch, like some people play computer games for a while and then they'll switch over to their Xbox or their PlayStation, or they'll switch back to the, a lot of people do that, switch consoles and stuff, just to kind of keep them interested for 24 hours.
That's probably what I'm gonna end up doing. Switch between my PC and my one.
You know what we should do, Andrew? We should do what the Gamers In podcast, name drop, a few years back did. Around like 2 or 3 in the morning is when they decided to start doing the horror games. So they had been
Yeah.
up and playing for like 12 hours, and
No,
then they like
that's
played
totally right.
Slender.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That was the
I did
time to do
that
it.
at a le another LAN party I did once recently, as I was getting tired at like 12, so I just booted up like Slender the Arrival and then Amnesia, and I'm like, I'm so never sleeping again.
Yeah, the only problem with that plan actually is that I don't own any of those games. I don't think I
I
own
own all of them.
Slender
I'll just share
or
my access to you and with you.
Slender or Five Nights at Freddy's or something. That's supposed to be pretty creepy. That's a new one that's come out. I don't know how expensive it is, but it's supposed to be pretty creepy.
If I had a PlayStation, I would love to play the PT demo. I mean, I use love. Not in the sense of love, but I would love to scare the crap out of
I
me.
don't know what that is. Anyway, that's all we've got for this week. So thank you for listening, and we will see you next week.